Hello, my fellow book lovers and bibliophile. I'm Danielle, and welcome back to the Danielle's Reading Nook podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about a book that I read some years ago that was recommended to me by someone who I knew from school. So I figured, what the hell, let me give it a chance. And the book I'm talking about is written by Zach Hines. And it's titled Nine. Nine Lives, One Chance to Uncover the Truth. In an alternate world, startlingly close to our own, humans have nine lives, and they can't wait to burn straight through them. As you shed lives, you shed your awkward faces. One burn is equal to one physical and mental upgrade. Not only is burning a thrill, but when you wake up, taking one step closer to the person you dream of becoming. Julian's friends are obsessed with the idea of burning lives, but Julian is determined to stay on his first for as long as he can. His mother, the ultimate cautionary tale, burned through her first eight in just a few years, and Julian has no intention of succumbing to the debilitating rebirth sickness that she inflicted on herself. But the regime has incentives aimed at controlling overpopulation, and Julian realizes that he's going to have to burn at some point, especially when he becomes a target for Nicholas, the manipulated leader of the burners. Julian eventually succumbs to the pressure, but in doing so, he uncovers suspicious gaps in the rebirth system that may explain exactly why his mother went so far down the rabbit hole years ago. Along with a group of student dissenters, Julian sets out to find answers and is soon on the verge of exposing the greatest conspiracy ever unleashed on the world. I read this book a few years ago, and Nine was released in 2018. And like I said, it was recommended to me by someone I used to go to school with. And he thought that I would like it. Now, I'm not really into books like this. However, when I read it, I thought it was an okay book. It was entertaining. I imagined myself within the story. And all I kept thinking was, the humans in the story are kind of like cats in the sense that they have nine lives and they have to live each of the nine lives. But the main character, Julian, he finds out that if you burn through the lives too quickly, that you end up in a certain place of town or dead. And he has to figure out why this is happening and if he can stop it. You know, he doesn't know exactly what to do, but he's on a mission to do it. And frankly, I don't really remember the ending as well. Only because, like I said, I read this years ago, and it's a cute, I liked it, I'm not gonna lie. I kind of wish that I could remember the ending as well, but I do remember reading the book, but I can't tell you what happened. I may or may not read this book again. I don't know. But who really knows? And on the back of the book is a blurb, which says, in 1808, in a world parallel to our own, a massive storm raged, altering the planet's atmosphere. When the rain finally ended, humanity emerged forever changed. Humans discovered they had not one life, but nine. And in order to avoid overpopulation, famine, and the extinction of resources, governments devised a system of elimination in which humans are rewarded for shedding the extra lives bit by bit until they are left with only one. So again, Julian has to figure out a way to make sure that he doesn't succumb to a mental illness or death by burning through each of his lives. And if this sounds like something that you want to read, go pick it up and go read it. It's not a bad book by any means. I'm not used to this kind of topic in a book, but that's just me. That is not me. If I had to rate it, I would rate it 3.9 out of 5. But then again, that's just me. If you like the book, or if this book seems like it's something that you may want to read, I highly suggest you go pick it up. Again, it's not a bad book at all. It's not my cup of tea. But hopefully it may be your cup of tea. Whoever knows, I hope you guys have a great day, evening, night, and as always, happy reading!